Welcome, Dolph.
Thank you, Robert.
You have such an interesting background, being an international real estate investor, but I think your educational background I find quite refreshing. Would you mind telling the audience your educational background and how you got into real estate?
Sure. Well, I came from a family background where they placed a high value on education as well. And my parents went through the Depression, so they thought the way to have financial security is to study hard, get a degree, and that will guarantee you a job, and a job will give you good income for life, and you get the golden handshake and have a happy retirement. And it was probably good advice from their perspective. It worked in their generation. But for me, it was different. Things had changed. And I realized early on that people who had degrees weren't necessarily very rich. In fact, I started doing engineering at university, and in my first year, I looked around me and saw that engineers were not uniformly wealthy. A lot of them had shabby clothes, they drove around in old cars, and they didn't have particularly fancy homes. So I made a study at the tender age of 17 of what made the rich rich. I read encyclopedias, biographies, autobiographies. I tried to talk with as many rich people as I could to see what it was they had in common. And they had very few things in common. It wasn't age or gender or whether they were born into a rich family or indeed whether they were born into a rich country. It seemed to focus on two things. One, almost without exception, the rich had integrity. Their word was their honor. And secondly, the thing I noticed was that almost without exception, the rich either made their wealth in real estate or they held their wealth in real estate. And that's why I decided at the age of 17 to dabble in real estate. I was still doing electrical engineering. I did an honors bachelor degree, and then I went on to do a master's course, and eventually I did a PhD. But by the time I finished my PhD after 8 years in a tertiary institution, I was offered a job which at that stage was $32,000 a year.
As a PhD in electrical engineering.
Right. And I'd just completed a real estate deal worth $35,000. And I remember thinking to myself, why should I work 40 hours a week for 49 weeks of the year, turning up every morning at 8 or 9 a.m. saying, hi, boss, I'm here. What would you like me to do for a mere $32,000 when in 1 week you can make $35,000 and take the rest of the year off or do another deal the following week?
As I said, wealth and health are measured in time. And so you could work one day a week and have all the free time you wanted.
Right.
And rather than having a safe, secure job.
Right. So I still like the idea of engineering. I'm still fascinated by technological things. I still have my finger in the pie in that I run a technology transfer company. But for me, that's more of a hobby. I make my money through real estate.
So how old were you when you bought your first piece of property?
I was 17 years old.
And you kept investing all the way through college, through your PhD, is that correct?
Correct.
And you're making enough money at that time to really see the world of investing versus being an electrical engineer.
Well, that's true. It may be possible that there were engineers back when I finished my PhD who were earning more as an engineer than I was as a real estate investor. But in my own view, I'd seen the light. For me, as an engineer, I could put it in mathematical terms. Real estate wasn't just 10 or 20% better than any other investment. It was orders of magnitude better.
So, Dolph, many people who are listening to this program, one of their reasons for not getting into real estate is because they don't have any money. Now, here you are. You're telling us that at 17 years old, how did you get to invest in real estate when you were still a student if you had no money at that time?
Well, it's true. I had no money. But there are, you know, very many fallacies about real estate that I like to see blown out of the water. One is that you don't need money to buy property. You absolutely don't. You can buy it with absolutely nothing down. And there are books written on the subject by many authors. And people say, well, how is that possible? If a property costs $100,000, you have to come up with at least some money. And the answer is no, you don't. There are 101 ways of buying real estate with no money down.
So how did you, as a student, get your first seed capital to buy a piece of property?
For my first one, I got a student loan from one of the banks, and I applied that to the deposit, and then I got a mortgage for the rest. Back then, I didn't know there were many other ways. I could have gone to the vendor and said, okay, I'll buy this property, but only if you leave in $30,000 cash.
Seller finance.
Seller finance, yeah.
Right. So that's how Dolph got started. Do you still think it's possible for anybody to get started that way?
Oh, it's even easier now because the financing options are so diverse. You can even turn to the internet and get outfits that offer 100% financing over the internet.